driving me crazy. Baby, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you're driving me crazy. But I will love you forevermore. I know you have them certain ways about you. I know you have them ways about you. I know you have them certain ways about you. But they're the ways that I adore. Tell me that you love me. Come on, baby, say that you love me. Come on, baby, tell me that you love me. Say the words, I'll be yours. Baby, please put your arms around me. Baby, put your arms around me. Baby, please put your arms around me. Hold me tight and don't let go. Spend without you, all the days I spent without you, all the days that I spent without you, they are the days I ain't looking for. Baby, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you're driving me crazy. I will love you forevermore.
Turn my poor self over. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Diversity is our frequency. CKUW provides community-based programming that reflects and respects.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Okay. Thank you, Dave Barber. Miss you. We heard a couple from the new A Place to Bury Strangers called Rare and Deadly is the record. And we might, well, I know we will go back to that imminently today. Yeah. It sounded really good. Didn't you think? Am I imagining that they played the Park Theater at some point in our lives together? I know he makes his own pedals and technology, and it's very like it's like New Order. Solders together things and creates effects, etc. We'll go back to it. Rare and Deadly is the new record from A Place to Bury Strangers. They did play the Park Theater. I have a memory of that, hence I was there. Were you there? Can we create legend around the Place to Bury Strangers performance at the Park Theater? I'll pull up the, I'm sure the internet has all of the information and details and such. So today I have to say I'm in a good mood because I woke up this morning. I was shocked to see that winter has returned. And it really filled me with joy, and if only we could just skip the spring, skip the summer. I don't mind the fall, but if we had to trade off fall for just going back into another winter, I would take it. I would take it because I love winter. You know, I let's just freeze and leave it frozen, and we deal with it. There's ways to manage this. You just need to, you know, account for some traction when you're walking around or in transport, and then you just add layers of clothing. You add the layers of clothing, and we get through it. I find this the melting. And the freezing and the slipping and the sliding. And then in the spring, all the people come out of their houses again. And then there's the scooters everywhere, and I can't keep up with it. And there's always a scooter. Every time I turn around, there's someone on an electric scooter going into a cannabis store. I don't know. It's interesting. This cannabis thing is interesting. How are they all in business? How many people do you know? Maybe there's still a stigma. I know about two people that will say, yeah, I was just stopped at the cannabis store on the way. No one even talks about it. Every time I go into a cannabis store, if I do, there's no one in there. There's just like someone reading a book, the clerk. There's no one using these things. But there's a new one opening up every time I turn around, and there's always someone on one of those electric scooters. And I know this is active transportation, and we have a climate crisis and stuff, but there's just always an electric scooter going into a cannabis store. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So let's go back to this A Place to Bury Strangers, and then we'll come back. And talk for obviously, I don't hate spring necessarily, but I just find it. I find winter easier. I do find winter easier than I find spring. Okay, A Place to Bury Strangers. Rare and Deadly is the new one. Let's hear a chunk more from it. Sounds really good. Do you have a memory from seeing them at the Park Theater or riding your electric scooter into a cannabis store? Let me know. Email me, rtv@ckow.ca. Love to start a conversation about that. Talk to you in a bit. We'll be right back.
downtown playing underground, where CKUW 95.9 FM.
Place. It's from the new, well, it's not all new, it's the new release, rather, from A Place to Bury Strangers, Rare and Deadly. It says on the Bandcamp site, Rare and Deadly cracks, oh, pardon me, I think it's a touch loud, my apologies. My hearing is, have this thing with my hearing, I don't know what it could be, because I keep, I find I can't hear as well. I can't hear the music in any kind of context, especially with headphones. I don't hear it as well, so I turn it up more. And then I find I've turned have you ever had this? I turn the volume up on the headphones to literally the maximum volume, and then I still can't quite hear it well. So I don't know if I must, there's something going on. I must need louder headphones. I have no other explanation for it, because it doesn't seem to work anymore. Rare and Deadly cracks open a decade-long vault of raw nerve and sonic chaos from A Place to Bury Strangers, spanning 2015 to 2025. This collection of demos, B-sides, abandoned experiments, and forgotten fragments reveals the band at their most unfiltered, caught between breakthrough ideas and beautiful mistakes. Pulled from Oliver Ackerman's personal archive of late-night recordings, blown-out tapes, and half-finished sessions, these tracks pulse with the unruly energy that has always defined APTBS. But here, the interference is closer, the electricity more dangerous, the edges left jagged on purpose. You know, and we'll go back to this. I'll read you the rest. That was great. You know, we're going to be honest when we rate the writing that's provided by labels or artists, and I think that's very well written, and definitely what you just heard as well. So well done. A Place to Bury Strangers, Rare and Deadly, out now. And again, I was reading that off the Bandcamp site, where you can go and listen and purchase that very record. We're going to switch now over to, well, someone's saying maybe you're losing your hearing. That's, I don't know, that's a bit bleak. I don't know if that, I don't think that's what's going on. Losing my hearing. That's, thanks a lot. I think it's an issue with the technology, because I'll get a new pair of headphones, and we'll see if that doesn't just take care of that. But thanks for your concern. We're going to switch over now to the new, I think. I thought we were. The brand new M83, which is called Resurrection. So let's we'll dive into this for a while, and then we'll be back. Well, this is out to 2025, sorry. So the most recent M83, CQW 95.9 FM, How to Survive a Tornado.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
这张怎么还是黑桃 A？